Hello, this is Will from Opinions Research. I called you earlier about the survey. You asked me to call you back.
Okay.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to the fossil fuel use. Flooding storms and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves are extreme. Rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm concerned.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
I have to understand.
Okay, thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, thank you so much. Next. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electric grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you say you are in support or oppose this bill?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read to you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better to enable to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal, okay? The first next is increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next, building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Will you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. What about protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise? Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about improving electrical grid reliability? Will you support or oppose this?
Support. Strongly.
Thank you. What about providing immediate relief after a natural disaster? Will you support or oppose this?
Support. Strongly.
Thank you. What about installing air conditioning in buildings that need it? Would you support or oppose it?
Support it.
Thank you. Strongly?
Stronger.
Thank you. What about expanding quality health care? Would you support or oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you so much. Next. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Do you find it very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing? Those are the options. The first next is the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to cover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders. It's necessary a step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not convincing at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis back in the 70s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilient hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very.
Thank you so much. Next. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish it, or it will have no impact on your opinion?
Say that question again.
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, yeah, will that enhance your opinion, diminish it, or you have no impact?
Enhance it.
Okay, thank you so much. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion, diminish it, or it will have no impact?
Enhance it.
Thank you so much. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, will this enhance your opinion, diminish it, or will have no impact?
Enhance it.
Thank you so much. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridges, electric grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas?
Yes.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you so much. We almost done. Back in, I'm sorry. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. In which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, or other?
Black African American.
Thank you. When it comes to gender, do you identify as male, female?
Male.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. I really appreciate your time and your cooperation. You have a blessed evening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.